Well, we didn't generate a lot, didn't have a lot of, never started with the puck much and never played with the puck much. We weren't able to create. I thought that they had a hand in that, in the way they played. They played a Western Conference playoff game type of game, and they were a playoff team last year, and that's how they play. They track back, reload back everything above the puck, and through the neutral zone, you're always facing four people, and we weren't able to generate too much. That's probably what stands out the most. That, and I think it frustrated us. It was a tough game from that standpoint. Having said that, we were in the game, you know, right to the end.
One of your players said this morning what's happening right now to your team isn't X's and O's, it's execution. And it's about the players making those decisions to do little things right all the time. They're obviously not doing that at this stage consistently. How do you help them get that? What can you do to bring that?
First thing I got to do is try to provide guidance in the individuals and the team and remain on a positive side, because there's a lot of negativity around our team and frustration because of the lack of results, you know. So that's the first thing I have to do. The other thing is to show them where we can and how we can. I think they understand that because we've done some of that, but you have to try to keep it, you know, positive. I think what happens with us is that a couple of things is winning puck battles in heavy games is a big part of the game, whether it's in the faceoff circle or on the boards, regardless of which zone, and managing the puck. And those are things we're not doing right now. So those things lead to other things.
The great stick for coaches is always ice time. But what do you do when your top six guys are the ones that are struggling the most?
Well, you've only got 12, so I can't go with six. So you have to help them. It's not like they want to not have success. They want to have success. You have to help them find a way, whether that's juggle people, move people around. You just have to try to help them. There has to be a way to try to help them. You can't. My job sometimes is challenging because I have to find solutions. And there is no manual. We talked about this before, but there is no manual sometimes to the solutions. You have to dig in and find a way to help them, your team. Not really. Not only, you know. We have expectations, so we're driven to succeed. So even if we were in a fishbowl, we would still be wanting to succeed.
Are people hitting the panic button a little too early?
Well, I can't make that assessment. All I can say is that if we divide our season into 16 segments of five, and we want to win three games of a five-game segment. If we win tonight, we win that segment. We're not 0-4, we're 2-2 right now. So if we can win tonight, we're 3-2 in the first segment, and that's our goal. That puts us in a position to have success. You know, so some things you can't control. Like, you can't control what people will view and say and critique. That's we're in athletics, and we have people that have opinions, and that's just the way it goes. You have to. That's part of managing our existence. Against. No. It's Lindy has a way of playing and a style of playing. Maybe we have a way of countering that, but it's not me and Lindy, it's the players on the ice. He'll, you know, I coach my team, he coaches his team. He plays a different way, and I understand how he plays, you know.
What are you expecting from the start
time? Well, I would think they'd be energized to play in this building. They've been off for a while, so they'll be looking forward to playing, but that sometimes can be a deterrent. They haven't played since the last Saturday. They've played two games. We're coming off back-to-backs. We have a chance to get back, you know, on a track that helps us. So we're looking to have a good start to the game, as they are. That's what's beautiful about it. Well, that's what you try to do. Like, if you look at the history with the Lad Little Wheeler line, they've gone through this before. They've, you know, you've had to do some things to unjar them at certain points and times. So as much as you won't hope that chemistry from last season gets created this season, is it not? You know, there's a point where you have to try to help them out, you know. So you can also say just stick with them. That's where you have to find the line, you know. So I have to look at the body of work and say, okay, are you going to stay patient? Or are you going to try to, what's the best way I can help that they feel that I'm helping them? And so right now, you know, we've got to get more from more players, whether it's top six, you know, top nine, whatever, however you want to look at it, we've got to get more. But I'm not just singling out a top six, because it's the body of work. I got to look at the body of work. There's things that get generated that are more than just forwards. It's from a, you know, that I got to find a solution to, and I've been on it for a while.
Do you do more individual talking with guys when things are tough?
Sometimes you give them room to deal with themselves and each other. That's a good thing, especially early. You have to sort it out, see what you feel comfortable or what your instincts tell you. Sometimes it's a line, sometimes it's a group, sometimes it's an individual. However you can help them, whatever works. But I'm not going to sit here and say it's on the players. It's on the players. It's on all of us. That's our job. That's their job. Yes, that's my job to help them. I want to be in the ditch with them. I don't want to be at the top, you know, ordering them around. I want to be in the ditch digging in with them. So, yes, it's on the players, but the onus is on the coaches as well and the players. I would never say it's just the players. You guys got to figure this out. Well, that's just not my... Well, so do they. If they were guys that didn't care, then it'd maybe be a little different. But I don't sense that. I don't see that. They do care, and they're trying. And you know, they're trying to help each other, and I'm trying to help them. And yeah, I understand it's the players, but it's all of us. We've got to find a way to play a better game. We've seen it. I've seen the game. You know, what is getting in the way? That's really what you're trying to figure out. What's getting in the way? Thanks, guys.